Extending Google Now, avoiding cameras, screenshots, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 169, Easily Difficult. Welcome back to the episode, everyone. Your host, as always, Headphones Neil here, bringing you a relatively short episode, I guess. A few random bits of exciting news and all of that good stuff. So I'll get right through it. I'll have one app review for this week, and then the Chromebook quick tip. So that will be done with this particular episode. So I'll start it off with the headlines. Not too much to prelude this week, but as far as the headlines for this week, MIUI is entering version 6. So in case you're wondering what's new to this particular version of the device skin or ROM, whichever one you use, they're adding a more minimalist and flat design, gestures to access notifications, and quick toggles, among various other bug fixes, improvements, and all that. So in case you're wondering kind of how iOS would look with under the Android interface, this is kind of how it would look. So they've generally not copied, but inspired the way their version of Android looks from the iOS look. So it's pretty nifty, and they've done a generally good job, so it's worth checking out, especially if you have, I believe, is Xiaomi devices that they run on. But they also do, or their version of the ROM also has been ported to other devices, so it's worth checking out. This week, more rumors started circulating as far as the YouTube subscription service. This week, it's rumored to be called the YouTube Music Key. It's basically a streaming music video streaming option on top of Google Play All Access. So there was a couple of different stories I think I heard, as far as one being it being an addition to Google Play All Access, and then another being the YouTube version of it. So it would be a separate charge. The first version, where it's on top of Google Play All Access, would be in addition to the monthly charge of, I think it's $9.95 a month. So regardless, it may be something that's coming soon. So something like First Looks and that sort of thing, as far as YouTube music videos go. And finally, Google Chrome and other and various other Google services are now available in Cuba. So for a variety of reasons that I will not get into in this particular show, but in case you live in Cuba and you want to use Google products, then they're now available. As far as the app news for this week, Photosphere Camera was released for iOS. So if you have an iOS device and you want to take Photosphere like you do on Android, then it is now an option. So definitely check it out. It is a free app, so definitely check it out. For those of you who use Firefox for all your web browsing needs, their nightlies are now available, or now support Chromecast. So if you do need to cast your tabs using Firefox, that will now soon become a general option. For those of you who use a Google Now launcher and you want some extended capabilities or want the various options that other launchers provide, then check out Blur Launcher. It's a replacement launcher to Google Now that offers a very similar UI and interface. So swiping right at the moment provides you with general features like weather and calendar and all of that sort of stuff. It's not too extensive just yet, as it was recently released, but the promise that it's bringing, or the feature or differentiating factor that is bringing, is the ability for app developers to add or provide add-ons to their current apps to work with Blur Launcher. So for example, or I'll use Talon Launcher since it's by the same developer. So if you have Talon, the Twitter client, installed and you have that little plugin that works with the launcher included, you can swipe right to access your Twitter feed via Talon, and other apps can do the same thing. So if you're using Feedly for your news and they build their little extension, or developer ads creates that extension, then you could swipe right to access your feeds. Or if you want a Facebook plugin and someone creates that, then you could access your Facebook feed, or whatever is a developers decide to do as an add-on, you can create your various pages to swipe right in order to access them. So at the moment, there's not too much going on, but this idea of creating a plugin to swipe right to access various app feeds is very nifty. So I'm going to keep checking up on it to see how it progresses, because it does look like it's one of those next additional or next replacement launcher that extends the Google Now launcher, much like Nova did for the stock ice cream sandwich and forward launcher, and what ADW did for the Android 2.3 launcher, where it extends those function sets. So that's kind of what I see Blur Launcher being able to do. So hopefully it takes off and we see various app developers integrating into, or various extensions being added for Blur Launcher. For those of you who use MediaFire for your file transfer and backup services, they now support auto-uploading pictures and videos, so be sure to get that update if you're using MediaFire. OneNote got updated this week with native tablet support and improved editing features, so basically if you're using OneNote for note-taking, then definitely get that update. And Google Search version 3.6 rolled out this week to now support searching in multiple languages. Right now it's not, like if you have a mix of languages in one sentence, it doesn't support that just yet. But if you do search in multiple languages and multiple sentences, then it now understands, or you can easily switch between those multiple languages. So if you have three sentences and one is in English, one is in Spanish, and one of them is in Hindi, then it'll understand that and be able to translate search without any additional input. In order to access this feature, you'll go into settings and then under voice, and then you'll see the language options, and you select up to five different languages that you want the Google voice search to be able to understand. So you don't have to really do much else beyond that. It'll basically take it from there. So it does require going into settings, but once you have it set, you can set it and forget about it. And finally, Chrome Remote Desktop now supports screen recording. So if you have that add-on installed in Google Chrome, then you should be able to record your screen that way a little bit more easily. I haven't had a chance to set it up just yet, so I'm not sure how well it works or how smoothly it works, but it is something that's worth checking out so you don't have to install additional screen recording software. As far as the device news for this week, the Amazon Fire Phone got updated with better battery life, double tap to access a quick switch, creating folders in the app grid, creating lenticular shots and creating lenticular shots with up to 11 pictures. So just a random variety of updates. Reading the reviews, it didn't seem like it's that big of an update as far as what performance and general usability issues, but I guess it's getting there. It all depends on users and the general feedback that they get, but this was a relatively small update, so look out for that. If you have a Sony Xperia M2 or a M2 Dual, it got its KitKat update, so definitely keep hitting your update button so you get it as soon as possible. If you have the old Motorola Droid X, then you can get Android 4.4 KitKat on it now via CyanogenMod 11, so definitely check out the XDA developer forum to see how you can do that, and if it's something you want to do, then the steps for getting that installed. And finally, for this week in Moto X updates, the English version of the Moto X got its update to Android 4.4.4, so definitely keep hitting the update button for that. But after the short break, I'll jump into the app review and the Chromebook quick tip. So let's say you do have an Amazon Fire Phone and you're listening to your music or watching a video, or you're still using your Droid X and whatever your device may be, and you want to get the best possible quality sound, then be sure to check out our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so whatever device you have or whatever mood you're in, you can get the color that suits your need. All their headphones are noise reducing, so you get the best possible quality sound, and you hear more of what you're listening to and less of the outside world. So you can focus on your homework if you're at home, focus on work if you're at work, focus on your workout if you're at the gym and that sort of thing. So they're really good. They come in mic'd and non-microphone versions. So if you're on the phone a lot or you do a lot of voice searching, then the microphone version definitely helps out. Or if you're just listening to music on your portable music player, don't really use the voice search or anything like that, then check out the non-mic versions. And when you use the promo code GEEK, that's GEEK, you'll get an extra 1/3 off your order as well, so you can save some money while getting yourself a brand new pair of headphones. So be sure to check out geek-io.com/tweaked and use the promo code GEEK at checkout to get your brand new pair of headphones and save some money as well. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. So with that, I'll start off with the app review for this week. So if you thought Flappy Birds was going to leave the news, well, I guess it sort of has, but the guy who developed that game has now released his next game this week called Swing Copters. And if you kind of thought it was going to get a little bit more easily or less annoyingly difficult, then you would be incorrect. So basically the idea behind Swing Copters is you're a little, I guess, character with a helicopter helmet, and what you're supposed to do is guide your character vertically between rafters. But so basically, so far we're on the same par as Flappy Birds. Instead of going horizontally between tubes, you're going vertically between rafters. But the main differentiator here is that, or there's two main differentiators. The first one is that you now have to also avoid swinging hammers. So when you're trying to navigate between the rafters, you also have to watch out for those hammers. And there's also a speed element as well. So as you're flying vertically, you also have to be careful, because if you stop tapping, you'll fly quickly suddenly to the left or right. And if you tap too many times, I'm still trying to get the hang of this part, but either you speed up or you slow down if you tap too hard. So you kind of have to control yourself as you're flying vertically. Now, the additional element that's added to the game is once you've reached certain heights, then you get medals as well. I haven't gotten that far to gain any medals. I think it's after 4 rafters you get a medal, I think. I've only gotten as high as 2 rafters. I get like 2.5, really close to beating the third section, but then I die, so it's really actually a lot more difficult than Flappy Birds. I mean, after like a couple of weeks, I was able to get, I think, up to 11 or 13 or something like that in Flappy Birds. So maybe it's going to take me some time, but it is actually, to me, it seems a lot more difficult. Flappy Birds, I was able to get through a few pretty easily initially, but then it became difficult. Here, I've only gotten to 2. I was on Instagram after it was released, and I think I saw someone all the way up to 32, but I'm actually less annoyed with this game than I am with Flappy Birds for some reason. I think it's because it is more interesting. There's a little bit more of a, there's more of a purposeful difficulty to Swing Copters than there was to Flappy Birds, so I think that makes it more, a little bit more fun. It's kind of annoying to die before even getting a couple of levels in, but it's something that I'm going to try and get to see how far I can actually go once I get used to it. But my only tip really that I found that's helped me is that I have to match my direction with the direction of the hammers. So I watch for the openings, I tie myself to the hammers, and I actually am able to get through those couple of rafters, even up to getting close to 3 rafters. But as soon as I stop doing that is when I die. So it's something that I'm going to keep trying at. But I'll have a link to the Google Play Store. It is a free game with in-app ads. So I think he said it's like 99 cents or something like that if you want to get rid of the ads, but it's worth checking out, especially if you're, since it's free and you want to check it out. And then I'll have a link to the Android app review as well if you want to read more about it. But for now, I'll recommend it. We'll see if my tune changes in a couple of weeks and I finally give up on it, but definitely check it out. It's a free game and it's a good sequel to Flappy Birds. So with that, I'll jump right into the Chromebook Quick Tip, and this week it is taking a screenshot. So if you're a Windows user, you're used to hitting print screen or control print screen to do a screenshot. Or if you're on Windows 7, maybe Windows Vista or later, you have the snipping tool to take screenshots. I'm not sure how it works on Macs, but let's say you do want to take a screenshot on your Chromebook and share that image. There's two ways you can do that. So the first is hitting control plus your Windows switcher button. Depending on your Chromebook, the logo might be different. On my Samsung Chromebook 2, it's a bunch of squares on my button. So if I hit control and the Windows switcher, it takes a screenshot of the entire screen. So you can do that if you want to share everything on your screen or whatever you're looking at. The other way is, let's say you want to do just a screenshot of a particular part of your screen, then you're going to do Control-Shift in Windows Switchers, and then you'll get the little arrow, the little plus sign to take a screenshot of a particular area. You'll highlight your area, and you take your screenshot that way. So that's really all there is for that. So if you all do want to do the whole screen, or let's say you want to show somebody something funny and you don't can't save the image, or you just want to do the screenshot, then the Control plus Windows Switcher definitely helps. So that's really all there is for that. You can save it to Google Drive. It takes it in full resolution, so it's a nice, crisp, big image as well. So definitely worth checking out, but that's really all there is for that. It's not too difficult. I did actually have to look it up myself, so I thought it'd be something worth sharing. But that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast. So if you want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.